Yes, the roughness of inner-city life has pressed us to pray. When you have alcoholics trying to sleep on the back steps of your building, when your teenagers are getting assaulted and knifed on the way to youth meetings, when you bump into transvestites in the lobby after church, you can't escape your need for God. According to a recent Columbia University study, 21 cents of every dollar New Yorkers pay in city taxes is spent trying to cope with the effects of smoking, drinking, and drug abuse. But is the rest of the country coasting along in fine shape? I think not. In the smallest village in the Farm Belt, there are still urgent needs. Every congregation has wayward kids, family members who aren't serving God. Do we really believe that God can bring them back to Himself? Too many Christians live in a state of denial. Well, I hope my child will come around someday. Some parents have actually given up. I guess nothing can be done. Bobby didn't turn out right. But we tried. We dedicated him to the Lord when he was a baby. Maybe someday. The more we pray, the more we sense our need to pray. And the more we sense a need to pray, the more we want to pray. Check the vital signs. Prayer is the source of the Christian life, a Christian's lifeline. Otherwise, it's like having a baby in your arms and dressing her up so cute, but she's not breathing. Never mind the frilly clothes. Stabilize the child's vital signs. It does no good to talk to someone in a comatose state. That's why the great emphasis on teaching in today's churches is producing such limited results. Teaching is good only where there's life.